Stephen Quarles is a fire scientist for the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. He's here to show a small group of property owners, reporters, and public officials which construction materials are the most fire-resistant.
Homes survive wildfire by homeowners adopting a coupled approach where they address vegetation and other combustibles on the property, and they do things to their house and really close to the house to keep it from igniting from wind-blown embers that will impact the house should it be threatened by a wildfire.
Quarles starts by dousing three small piles of wood with lighter fluid and setting them on fire. Each pile is set against a small structure with a single wall and roof made from a different material commonly used in construction: fiber cement, wood siding, and shingles. It takes a while before all the structures catch, but once they do, things move quickly.
So we're probably 30 minutes in, and this is sort of how long it can take for things to get going. It can be slow, it's easy to put out early on. As the fire grows, it's just harder and harder to extinguish.
At 30 minutes, the shingled and wood siding structures are fully engulfed in flames. A small fire is just starting to creep up the side of the fiber cement structure. Quarles measures the temperature of each fire from the back of the walls. The fiber cement siding comes in at 400 degrees. The wood siding comes in at 1,000.
About 1,000 again on the back of the shingle wall.
At the end of the full 2 hours, the fiber cement wall is barely touched. The wood siding is charred but still intact. The shingle structure, on the other hand, is devastated, with a 4-foot hole burned right through the middle of it. Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin lost her home in the Tubbs fire, and she hopes the demonstration will help others understand how important it is to use fire-resistant materials when building new homes.
I think it's very important for people who lost their home, but also all of the other community members, to understand how you too should be considering hardening your home for wildfires especially, but also potentially floods. We do have the technology, we do have the materials that are fire resistant, and with a certain fire code for both roofing and siding and windows. And maybe you should consider making the investment to protect your home and loved ones.
If your home is made out of wood siding or shingles, it's crucial to make sure that there is a safe distance between the home and any plants, shrubs, or trees. CAL FIRE recommends that all homes have a clearance of 30 to 100 feet from vegetation. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.